News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. As many as 13 people were killed in Gujarat as Cyclone Tauktae pummeled parts of the state and left behind a trail of destruction along the coast, uprooting electric poles, trees, and damaging thousands of houses and roads, officials said on Tuesday. In what was one of the worst cyclones faced by the state, Tauktae triggered heavy rains in many parts along its way from the Saurashtra coast to North Gujarat, with as many as 46 talukas receiving over 100 millimeters of downpour, while 12 of them recorded 150 millimeters to 175 millimeters of rains. Tauktae, characterized as an extremely severe cyclonic storm on Monday, has now weakened into a cyclonic storm and will gradually become a deep depression as it moves northwards, the India Meteorological Department said. Even as Tauktae's intensity weakened, it left behind a trail of destruction, with as many as 13 people losing their lives in different parts of Gujarat, including Bhavnagar, Rajkot, Patan, Amreli and Valsad, officials said. Over 16,000 houses were damaged, more than 40,000 trees and over 70,000 electric poles uprooted, while 5,951 villages faced total power blackout due to the cyclonic storm in Gujarat, Chief Minister Vijay Rupani said. In his media briefing, Rupani said officially the death toll due to the cyclone stood at 13. A woman died when an electric pole fell on her while she was sleeping in Patan town late on Monday night amid strong wind, an official from Patan A Division Police Station said. A woman and her daughter were killed when the wall of their house collapsed at Bareilly village in Palitana Taluka of Bhavnagar, a local administration official said. In another incident, a girl died after the roof of her house collapsed on four members of the family at Rajula in Amreli district on Monday night, police said. In Sanand town of Ahmedabad district, an unidentified man in his 30s and a woman believed to be his relative died on the spot when a live wire got dislodged from the pole and fell on them near a complex on Sanand Babla Road, said police. A woman and her teenage daughter died after coming in contact with a live electricity wire in Nadiad town of Khera district. The deceased were identified as Taraben Bheel, 35, and her daughter Asha, 16, said Nadiad town police. Government officials did not provide the details of the other five deaths. The landfall process of the eye of the extremely severe cyclonic storm Tauktae, which hit the Gujarat coast in the Saurashtra region between Diu and Una, ended around midnight on Monday, the IMD said. The remnant of the weather system is very likely to move northeastwards across Rajasthan to western Uttar Pradesh during May 19 and 20, said the Ministry of Home Affairs in its advisory. As of Tuesday evening, the cyclonic storm lay centered over Saurashtra, around 35 kilometers west of Ahmedabad, 80 kilometers east-northeast of Surendranagar, and 120 kilometers south-southeast of Disa, with the wind intensity now reduced to 60 to 70 kilometers per hour, gusting to 80 kilometers per hour, the IMD said. The weather office said districts such as Amreli, Bhavnagar, Navsari, Valsad, Sabarkantha, among others in Gujarat, and Daman and Dadra and Nagar Haveli in the neighboring Union Territory, as well as Sabarkantha, were likely to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall. The Calcutta High Court is likely to hear petitions by two West Bengal ministers, a Trinamool Congress MLA and a former party leader, on Wednesday, seeking recall of its order staying their bail granted by a CBI court in connection with their arrest in the Narda sting tape case. Counsels appearing for ministers Subrata Mukherjee and Firhad Hakim, MLA Madan Mitra and Shovan Chatterjee, mentioned the matter before a division bench presided over by Acting Chief Justice Rajesh Bindal on Tuesday. The bench, also comprising Justice Arijit Banerjee, permitted them to file the recalling petitions. It is also likely to hear the matter on May 19, along with a petition by the CBI, wherein it has sought the transfer of the Narada sting tape case hearing. The Central Investigating Agency had moved the High Court on Monday, soon after a special CBI court had granted bail to the four arrested leaders. Staying the order of bail by the lower court In a late evening ruling on Monday, the division bench fixed the hearing in the matter on Wednesday. A division bench had said that it deemed it appropriate to stay the special court's order and direct that the accused person shall be treated to be in judicial custody till further orders. The sting operation was conducted by Matthew Samuel of Narada News, a web portal, in 2014, wherein some people resembling TMC ministers, MPs and MLAs were seen receiving money from representatives of a fictitious company in lieu of favours. The tapes were made public just before the 2016 assembly elections in West Bengal. The Calcutta High Court had ordered a CBI probe into the sting operation in March 2017. A rocket launched from Gaza killed two Thai workers in southern Israel on Tuesday, police said, hours after Israeli airstrikes toppled a six-story building in the Palestinian territory that housed bookstores and educational centers. With the war showing no sign of abating, Palestinians in the region staged a general strike in a rare collective action against Israel's policies. Violence erupted at protests in the occupied West Bank, including in the city of Ramallah. Hundreds of Palestinians burned tires and hurled stones at an Israeli military checkpoint. Troops fired tear gas canisters at the crowd, and protesters picked up some of them and threw them back. One protester was killed and more than 70 wounded, including 16 by live fire in clashes with Israeli troops in Ramallah, Bethlehem, Hebron, and other cities, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The Israeli army said two soldiers were wounded by gunshots to the leg. The general strike was an uncommon show of unity among Palestinian citizens of Israel, who make up 20% of its population, and those in the territories Israel seized in 1967 that the Palestinians have long sought for a future state. It threatened to further widen the conflict after a spasm of communal violence in Israel and protests across the West Bank last week. Strike organizer Mohammad Baraki said, Palestinians are taking a position against Israeli aggression in Gaza and Jerusalem, as well as the brutal repression by police. Israel blames the war on Hamas and accuses it of inciting the violence. Since the fighting began last week between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers, the Israeli military has launched hundreds of airstrikes, it says, are targeting Hamas's militant infrastructure, while Palestinian militants have fired more than 3,400 rockets from civilian areas in Gaza at civilian targets in Israel. The latest attack from Gaza hit a packaging plant in a region bordering the territory. In addition to the two people killed, Israel's Megan David Adom Rescue Service said it took another seven to the hospital. Thai Foreign Ministry spokesman Thani Sangrat said the wounded were also Thai. The Israeli military said rockets also were fired at the Erez pedestrian crossing and at the Kerem Shalom crossing, where humanitarian aid was being brought into Gaza, forcing both to close. It said a soldier was slightly wounded in the Erez attack. Israel continued its airstrikes into Gaza, leaving behind a large pile of rubble in its attack on the six-story building, with centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges. Desks, office chairs, books and wires could be seen in the debris. Israel warned the building's residents ahead of time, sending them fleeing into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. The fighting began on May 10 when Hamas fired long-range rockets towards Jerusalem in support of Palestinian protests against Israel's heavy-handed policing of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a flashpoint site sacred to Jews and Muslims, and the threatened eviction of dozens of Palestinian families by Jewish settlers. At least 213 Palestinians have been killed in airstrikes since, including 61 children, with more than 1,440 people wounded, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, which does not break the numbers down into fighters and civilians. Hamas and Islamic Jihad say at least 20 of their fighters have been killed, while Israel says the number is at least 160. 12 people in Israel, including a 5-year-old boy, have been killed in the ongoing rocket attacks. Charles Grodin, the droll offbeat actor and writer who scored as a caddish newlywed in The Heartbreak Kid and later had roles ranging from Robert De Niro's counterpart in the comic thriller Midnight Run to the bedeviled father in the Beethoven comedies, has died. He was 86. Grodin died on Tuesday in Wilton, Connecticut, from bone marrow cancer, his son Nicholas Grodin said. Known for his deadpan style and everyday looks, Grodin also appeared in Dave, The Woman in Red, Rosemary's Baby, and Heaven Can Wait. On Broadway, he starred with Ellen Burstyn in the long-running 1970s comedy Same Time Next Year, and he found many other outlets for his talents. With bone-dry understatement, Grodin could steal entire scenes with just a look. His commitment, whether acting across De Niro or Miss Piggy, was unsurpassed. In his many late-night appearances, he once brought a lawyer with him to threaten David Letterman for defamation. The lawyer instead took a shine to Letterman. Hosting Saturday Night Live, he pretended to not understand live television, ruining all the sketches. Steve Martin, who co-starred with Grodin in 1984's The Lonely Guy, remembered him as one of the funniest people I ever met. In the 1990s, Grodin made his mark as a liberal commentator on radio and TV. He also wrote plays and television scripts, winning an Emmy for his work on a 1997 Paul Simon special, and wrote several books humorously ruminating on his ups and downs in show business. Actors, he wrote, should think not so much about getting ahead as becoming as good as you can be, so you're ready when you do get an opportunity. I did that so I didn't suffer from the frustration of all the rejections. They just gave me more time. He spelled out that advice in his first book, It Would Be So Nice If You Weren't Here, published in 1989. Grodin became a star in the 1970s, but might have broken through years earlier. He auditioned for the title role in Mike Nicholas's 1967 classic, The Graduate, but the part went instead to Dustin Hoffman. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.